grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Hands folded, children. Holy God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. So, do you like surprises? I love surprises. I like good surprises. I don't like bad surprises. I like good surprises. Well, today, happy Easter. The Easter Bunny dropped off jelly beans at your house? That's a great surprise. Well, you know, on Easter, Maddie, let me sit right here. No, I'm going to sit right there. You're going to sit down. Easter surprises. Turn around, kids. Turn around this way. Callie, come and sit by me. I want to show you something. Come up here. Callie, come and sit here by me. You want to sit here? Okay. This is... Oh, she lost her spot. Yeah, I know you do. Actually, this is it. Surprises... Whoopsie. I knew that was going to happen. Poor Callie bumped her head. Easter surprises, the biggest surprise of all... When the women went to find Jesus when he had died, they put him in the grave, and then they went to take care of his body. And when they got there, the stone was rolled away, and Jesus wasn't there. He was alive, and it was such a surprise. They didn't know what to think. They just didn't know what was going to happen because Jesus wasn't in the tomb as they thought Jesus was supposed to be in the tomb. What a great a surprise. Now, how many people knew that this was going to happen?
Me. It's a jack.
It's a jack in the box.
And boxes are always creepy.
You know, they always pop open. They always pop open, but it's always a surprise because we don't know exactly when it's going to happen. But you know, when Jesus said, I'm not going to be dead, I'm going to be alive because I'm going to be in your hearts, I'm going to always be with you, I will... Surprise, surprise, Jesus is alive and Easter is today. We are happy to celebrate this Easter celebration. Now, there isn't any Sunday school this morning, and you can stay in stay with your family in the pews, or you can go to the nursery care and with Miss Anya. So you can go back to your places.
The first reading is from Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, that in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 118 responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever.
Let us rejoice in the Lord. God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation.
Shout out your joy in the salvation, echo in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
I shall show the God of the living and declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter.
I give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
By the Lord has this been done. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, and as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A second reading is from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order. Christ, the first fruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father. After he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Word of God, word of life.
Gospel according to Luke. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, when he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all of this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Well, it seems like everybody knows that response. And we are more than eager to answer that question. We have waited 40 days to sing and shout our alleluias again. We did a burying, putting away the alleluia with the preschool children. And about a week ago, I was sitting in my office, and my door was open to the courtyard where the children were playing on their bikes. And all of a sudden, a little head comes into my office and said, "Pastor Marone." And I turned and looked, and this child said, "Alleluia," and then ran away. That was the sneakiest thing he could think of, getting that alleluia in before Easter. We expect to hear alleluia on Easter morning. And we say, "Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia." But the Bible tells us a different story. The Bible says that when the angels said, "He is risen," the people said, "Huh?" No one said alleluia. No one said, "He is risen indeed." No one said, "This is just what we expected." Not only did they not expect the resurrection, no one believed it at first. It was the women who came to the tomb, and they expected to find a dead body. They expected to come and do the traditional anointing with spices, anointing that body, reverencing, offering this sign of mercy and love to their dead friend. They were carrying their spices with them because that's what they expected to do. They were not expecting that he had been raised. The truth is, they didn't remember that. When they didn't find the body, and they're reminded by the angels to remember that Jesus had promised that on the third day he would rise again. And once their memory was jogged, they ran back to tell the rest of the disciples, who were also not expecting a resurrection. The women shout, "Christ is risen!" And they say, "Huh? That's nonsense." Not only did they not believe, but they said, "It's an idle tale." Have you ever told something to someone who just does not believe at all what you're saying? They just say, "You're making that up. That's all crazy talk." That's what the disciples said to Mary and the other women. "That's crazy talk." Except something clicked in Peter's head. Even though they didn't expect it, and they thought the women were crazy, talking absolute nonsense, Peter thought, "Something here." But can you blame them? Can you blame them? Resurrection is really hard to believe. Anyone understand it completely? So you could explain it to me? No. Me neither. No one was expecting that. God turned everything upside down. Everything was that they knew to be right was turned upside down. Someone once said that if the dead don't stay dead, what can you count on? And that's one thing that is always true. And Jesus, through God, turned everything upside down. Resurrection throws us for a loop. Everything we thought we knew and understood is turned upside down. Many of us have heard this Easter good news year after year, Sunday after Sunday, day after day. When we hear Christ is risen, our response comes easily. Christ is risen indeed. But maybe it comes too easily. Maybe we should take a step back and stand with those gasping women in front of the empty tomb. stand with those head-shaking disciples listening to that idle tale, maybe we should step back and let the awe and the wonder of the resurrection soak in. If we really think about it, this message from the angels seems a little hard to believe. If we wonder about that message, well, we're in good company. We, along with Jesus' disciples, struggle to believe this incredible news. When God raised Jesus from the dead, God was creating a new reality, overthrowing sin and death and all that would oppose us, declaring once and for all that life is more powerful than death. Love is more powerful than tragedy. But I think that we accept the news of this Easter resurrection more easily than we accept the news of God working in our lives right now, making resurrection miracles out of you, out of our lives. It might be easier for us to believe something that happened 2,000 years ago, and we can say, indeed, Christ has been raised. But do you believe that Christ has been raised to live in you and to do miraculous, wonderful things through you? God is at work right now, making a resurrection miracle in your life. We experience loss and suffering. We know the agony of addiction or compulsion that holds us bound. We weep over abuse and accusations that distance us from family or friends. We ache in pain with cancer or illnesses of all sorts. We grieve the loss of loved ones. Easter good news, incredible as it may seem, is that God has turned all of that upside down. God is still bringing life into places of death and darkness. This is not what the world tells us to expect, but this is God's truth. This is God's truth. This is how God works now and then and forever. Not by protecting us from death, but by bringing us back to life again. Because life, not death, is what God wills for us. And every moment of our life carries that seed of truth, that life is stronger than death, that God has made us for life. It's a truth that's hard to believe, but God's truth is stronger even than death. While we stand with those gasping women in front of the empty tomb, while we stand with those head-shaking disciples saying it's all nonsense, listening to this incredible tale, this is not what we expect, but this is what we hope. So step back. Let the wonder and the awe of resurrection and life sink into us. Our hope will never die. God is working resurrection miracles in you right now, right here, right in this place. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.